What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the brand new trailer for Avengers Endgame, which broke last week, breaking all kinds of record as expected. Massive, great, big trailer. So first off, James, what did you think of Avengers Endgame?
I thought, yeah, the trailer, of course, yeah. I haven't seen the movie. It was a good trailer. I liked that it was very contained, you know, didn't reveal very much. We just had Tony Stark sitting there recording a message for Potts. We did not get much beyond that, except for a couple action sequences. It did what it needed to do. You know, and the Endgame trailer doesn't really need to reveal anything. It just needs to go, hey, guys, you saw Infinity War last year. It ended on a cliffhanger. Go see Endgame. That's all it needed to do. They really could have just dropped a trailer that was Avengers Endgame coming to theaters, blankety blank, and that would be it. They did not need to do anything more than that.
Yeah, I'm really hoping with this movie, and they never seem to do it very well, don't overdo the trailers. Let us go in a bit blank. Let us go in feeling like we've never seen a lot, because that was the big problem with this one. I'm hoping they don't give us too much. I do think this was good in the fact of showing us that we kind of see everyone down, everyone's defeated, everyone's lost everybody, everyone's upset. And then Ant-Man turns up looking like he's got no idea what's going on. And now the fan theories have gone bonkers with Ant-Man since then. But the actual trailer itself was very, very low-key, very down. Everyone, you know, Iron Man is in a real bad situation. Captain America, Hawkeye, everybody's in a bad place. Everyone's lost somebody. Everyone's upset. And that was it. You don't normally see that from a trailer, isn't it? Where it starts off. And I think because they know that everyone knows what's going on of why everyone's upset, they've kind of set that up.
Yeah, you know, when you're making a trailer, you've got different angles you can approach. You can go, this is going to be a big explosive action. This is Die Hard Part 23, you know, Bruce Willis is somehow still alive kind of thing. And it's just explosions or Transformers. You got like the romantic comedies and whatnot. But just like other styles of commercials, sometimes all you need to do is go, this is the movie. This is the title. Here's a little bit to get you kind of going on it. You don't need any more. In fact, you don't want any more. You just want to know when the movie's coming out, and you want it to feel like the wait is going to be worth it. And that's all this trailer had to do. It's what it did. Honestly, I could have done with less of the trailer, but and that's not something you're going to hear me say all that often. But yeah. It did what it needed to do. Obviously, as we get closer to the launch, you can expect those flashier trailers to start coming out. But I think this was a great trailer.
Yeah. The fact everyone's buzzing over it, I think the thing with Ant-Man coming at the end, you know, kind of adding a little bit of humor to it, but also then opening up all the questions of time travel, because that seems to be the big thing, really. I think a lot of people seem to be going down that line. Is he set in the future? Has he come from... You know, he got out of the, because he got stuck in, was it the quantum realm? Right. So he's stuck and he's got out. Is it a time gone by, but not for him? You know, did we see a time jump? You know, was it straight afterwards? We just don't know. I think that's definitely going to be, it's going to be interesting to see them do, if they go down that line of doing time travel. I mean, they already did a little bit with Doctor Strange, but it's definitely going to change up the Marvel Cinematic Universe a bit.
I really hope that they don't do much in the way of time travel. I know that the time gem, of course, is a thing, and we can expect that somebody at some point will have the Infinity Gauntlet, or at least the Infinity Stones by the end of this, and not Thanos, probably Nebula, but we'll see. But yeah, time travel just mucks things up way too much, especially when you're trying to go for I know this will sound weird for a very heavily sci-fi based thing, but when you're going for a more grounded approach, doing time travel just messes things up, and it has the potential to kind of subvert the feelings that you felt the first time around. You know, kind of in a similar way to like when we watch Matrix 2 and 3 or something along those lines, yeah, where people will go in and say, oh, these movies were so bad that they made Matrix 1 feel worse. Not a theory I subscribe to, but I know a lot of people say that kind of thing. Similarly, if you take away the impact of Avengers Infinity War by time traveling before it and, you know, undoing stuff, you lose the impact of that original. So, I don't know. I time travel will play a part in this, but it might just be the same way we saw in Doctor Strange with the I've come to bargain. You know, very small, subtle, maybe even seconds jump. Yeah. But I really don't want, you know, we're going back to the 90s to pick Captain Marvel up or, you know, something like that. So we'll see.
Yeah, very tricky to know what's going on with it. But it's definitely got the excitement level up. I think everyone, it's been a, you know, Marvel have been sort of throwing out plenty of, I think we've got the new post trailer coming up for the new Spider-Man one. We just had a Captain Marvel one. They are gearing up. You know, they release in trailer after trailer, getting us ready for the summer. So we're already full into swing. But yeah, Avengers Endgame. I think the title is an odd one, as I don't know if it means as much outside of America as it does the rest. Because Endgame, to me, it just sounds like a football thing. It's not really a term we use very often here.
Oh no, it's not used often anywhere. Yeah. But and it typically is used in military situations, mm-hmm. though. You know, we've reached the end game of the situation. You get it in books and stuff too, but we have seen people posting memes, you know, where I think Captain America said, or no, it was Tony Stark talking to Captain America in like Civil War or one of those, mm-hmm. you know, this was the end game, you know, that kind of thing. And then there's another Endgame quote from another movie as well. So kind of there's a...
Doctor Strange said it as well.
I think, yeah, Doctor Strange said it in Infinity War. So there's kind of a trail for it. But I think it is a good name for the movie because it draws a line in the sand. It says, you know what, Avengers 4 is the end of this era. You know, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. It is the end of this. And anything past this point, you know, Spider-Man Far From Home or, you know, Black Panther 2 or whatever, these are a new era. Mm. This is the end of this era. This is that stopping point. Everything after this is something new. So, yeah, I like the title. I think Endgame is a good way to finish off, well, it'll be 11 years by the time it comes out. So 11 years of Marvel movies.
Yeah, this is what happens when you build it up properly. It kind of it hits now that we're at a point now with Marvel movies where they can do stuff that really, like, you know, you really think back to like origin movies and all the rest of it. I mean, Captain Marvel is going to be one, but you know, we kind of got to the point now where we can have some bit of fun with them doing some different kind of stories. But it looks good. But we'd love to know what you guys think of the Avengers Endgame trailer. Let us know in the comments below or on social media. You can follow, like, and subscribe. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back soon. Laters.